When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In the studio today with the one and only Barris Hammond right here.
Respect every time.
First of all, tell me about your beginnings, the earliest that you were making music. How old were you?
It's so long ago, I cannot even remember.
Oh, no, yes you can.
Mid-70s.
Mid-70s when you first started out?
But for me, that's long.
But so tell me about your first influences and the first people who got you into this industry, this music.
Well, first musical influence came from right here in America, the black American rhythm and blues stuff. And then I was also influenced by a couple of the rock steady singers in Jamaica, like Alton Ellis, Ken Booth, Leroy Sibley's.
And did you know these people at the time?
Yeah, I knew them. Not to talk to, but I've always tried to be around them in a little corner, you know?
And where did you grow up? Like what?
In the countryside, St. Mary.
St. Mary.
If you've been to Jamaica, St. Mary's one of the coolest parishes.
And do you still live there? Do you still
No. Well, the music kind of threw me away from there after a while.
So are you doing a lot of touring now? Are you spending much time in Jamaica? Are you spending a lot of time around, all around?
All around. I hardly spend time in Jamaica for now.
Do you mind spending time in little hotel rooms in little towns like Boston and stuff like that?
I like being in Boston. I like being in little towns, but the hotel thing kind of get to you, you know?
Tell me about some of your best shows that you've ever done, the greatest ones that stick out in your memory.
All 1 million stick out in my mind.
What's the most amount of people you've ever played in front of?
Maybe about 100,000.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
What's it like standing up on a stage with all those people just screaming in your face?
The thought of it would be frightening, really. But after getting on stage, It's like a back of your house situation, you know? Play your music, get lost in whatever you do and try to do it to the best, you know?
So how do you feel about a lot of the new music that's coming out now that isn't exactly wholesome and conscious and culturally redeeming?
Actually, I listen to what I want to listen to. And next, I don't find myself fighting against any form of music. Because I am of the reality that everything has its place, you know? And there is someone listening for this particular sound and a next person listening for the next sound, you know what I'm saying? So three cheers to who's listening what, you know?
Do you agree when people are trying to say that certain types of music are making people violent or making people rough or making them rude?
Yeah, well, that has been since the start of history, you know, music has very great influence on people, on human beings, even animals too. Music can make you laugh, it can make you cry, it can make you think weird things, give you all sorts of funny feelings, you know. Again, I say it depends on what the person is all about, you know, and you're free to be what you want to be, you know.
In the studio today with Barris Hammond, the legend. Yeah, well, how has the response been in the States to your albums? The people that are drawn to you, I know, are the real lovers rock aficionados.
True, true.
So how do you find the audiences to be now? Are they much younger than they were?
Well, of course, yes. And, yeah, they're appreciating all kinds of music. And there's a plus also that reggae has got a wider audience now. You know, it's a new music and everyone wants to identify with it, so, you know.
So how do you identify yourself in the whole reggae genre?
I don't know how to say it, except that reggae has different sides to it. You know, like the rappers represent one aspect of it, and then you have the real roots man who deal with the revolutionary thing. And there's Barris Hammond in the middle there representing some love and home affairs, affairs of the heart and all of that, you know?
Express.
The most important, because we can't without love, you know, togetherness. Yeah, well, there are all sorts of love songs. You have intimate kind of thing, and you have another situation that just bring people together, you know, bring man and man vibes together, you know, like unity and all of that. So it's not necessarily love in the sense of a bedroom thing. It's across the board thing, you know, all sorts of love.
And in the studio, how do you write and then go into the studio and record this all?
I write
day?
In the studio.
Really?
I do my writings in the studio.
And you lay down the tracks and do everything all at once?
Yes. Well, it's like this interview, basically. You just talk and you pick up on little pointers here and there and you make a song.
So you do a lot, you do some ad-libbing in the studio yourself?
Yes, for real. It takes sometimes a couple of hours to get one song finished, but then you have the whole you have the whole picture in front of you as to what you want the song to be. So after all, it's not that hard, you know.
So it comes right from your heart.
That's right.
And you think that's where music has to come from, or else it's not.
Well, I'm sorry for those who didn't find it in their hearts, you know.
But what about the people that are still trying to achieve that? You think it's something you can learn, or do you think it's something you have to be born with?
You can learn to play music. You can learn to play, right? Because people can teach you notes and all of that, how to ad lib and thing. But then when you actually face an audience is like, the audience is layman, right? And you have to use, like, the inner person to sort of communicate with them. Now, that's where the person who learned to do it will get a little throw off, because right, and on stage is a situation where it's people feeling people now. You know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily learning, not go to school and learn to appreciate this. No, it's not like that. It's like you feeling me, you just meeting me, and, you know, the sort of human communication there. It's a more personal situation.
Being a singer, that is the most unforgiving position in the band. I mean, if you're a guitar player and you make a little mistake...
You can't make any form of mistake you want to make as a musician. But as a singer, right, like you said, it's a dangerous spot.
Yeah, you're sticking out like that.
Yes.
But don't you find you always get the most attention of anybody? I mean, the band...
You get the most of everything.
Do you play an instrument?
You get the most money, too.
You get the most. You get the largest portion.
Yes.
And the ladies love the singer too.
Yeah, get most of that too. Okay,
they don't have anything. Right. They don't have anything blocking their waist like a guitar or a bass or anything. You're a full picture right there, right in front of their face.
Right, that's what it is.
What is some of the music you're listening to right this moment?
There are so many, really, to be truthful, because the music keep changing.
And you listen to a lot of American music as well?
Yes, you know.
So you just...
Well, in Jamaica, we can't help listening to American music.
I know.
That's what they force on us.
I can tell by being there. I said, "Why? I hear more reggae up in Boston."
True. Jamaican people always... From as early as I was like about 5 years old, when I could realize what's happening around me, Jamaican has always been influenced by America. Both in dressing, try to talk like America, you know, and... Just your normal way of life.
But you, as a Jamaican that has come to America, unlike a lot of others who just wish they could come here, don't you go back and tell them it's not all that it's cracked up to be? It's not all that they think that it is in their mind?
They hear that all the while.
But they don't believe it.
They need to come, you know?
Well, I went down there and had a girl that all she could tell me was that she wanted to go to New York. And New York this and New York that.
Well, let's see what America does. America... paint a picture of this. You in Jamaica, you think the whole America is Disneyland, you know? Like you can just come and you can just pick up a bag of money and go back, you know? that's the impression most Jamaica has.
They must be mistaken.
Until you come here.
Yeah, mistaking us for Switzerland or something like that.
Well,